Blog Talk Radio.
When I look in the mirror,
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Galvin,
how many callers do I have?
Two.
Okay, good. So I need you to identify yourselves. Just one second, and so I know who's on. Hang on. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you?
Yes, I can.
Okay, who is
I've got a bit of an echo.
You have some echo, yeah. Are you all in the same room?
We're in
yes.
the same room, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, okay, so I need one of you to go to a different room and call again, and also, if possible, off speakerphone.
And to use speakerphone?
No speakerphone.
Okay. Okay, we'll call back now. Hang on. I'll stay on the line. Jeremy's just going to go to his office.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, are you off speaker?
I'm Chris Galvin, the chef at the Athenaeum.
Chris, are you off speaker?
I'm not on speaker. I'm on the phone.
You have no speaker.
I beg your pardon. Do you want us on the phone or on the speaker?
I'm hearing the same echo as you're hearing, but I don't hear it now. Is that better?
No, the echo's gone, and Jeremy's gone to his office to dial in on his phone.
So hang on, I'll wait till Jeremy calls in. I'll put him on the line and then get Adrian, and we'll get start recording. You guys can do a little chatting first and then start recording. Hang on, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, and also, you should all realize that there's a slight delay because it's the distance that the phone is coming, so... just give it a second. Just to make sure you don't talk over each other. If there's a silence, it's because of this, the time delay.
Okay, sure.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Hello,
Chris Galvin here. How are you? You're not on the air yet, so how you doing?
Very good, thank you. And yourself?
Very good. So I want to get your titles and what you're each be talking about. Hold 1 second. Yes, go ahead. Name
so, my name is Jeremy. So my name is Jeremy Hopkins. I'm the general manager of the Athenaeum Hotel and Residences in Mayfair, London.
Okay, wait. General manager. Do you say Athenaeum? Is that the
Athenaeum,
way you pronounce?
Yeah.
Athenaeum.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the other individual?
Yeah, I'm Chris Galvin.
Okay. I said individual because I hadn't heard your voice. Galvin, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, G-A-L-V-I-N.
Right.
And from Galvin Restaurants.
Right.
And I'm the chef patron.
So my question to you is, you have we have 2 segments. It would be very easy to do one with Jeremy and the other with Chris, one talking about
cool.
the hotel, the other talking about the restaurant in the hotel. Is that all right with you instead of going back and forth?
Yeah, that's fine. Do you want to, so should one of us go first and then
start again for the second one? Yeah, I think Jeremy should go first because we want to set the stage of the hotel, Mayfair, the innovations that you have, and one of them is the restaurant. And I'll be able to promote that while I'm talking to you. And then we'll go to Chris after the commercial. But, Chris, you stay on so you hear everything and everything that's being mentioned. Okay? So you'll hear the show.
Okay.
Good. All right. This is what's going to happen. First of all, you're going to hear some music. I'm going to introduce the show. I'm going to introduce the second segment of the show, or the third and fourth, which isn't you, just to the tease it. I'll introduce you guys. And I'll say to Jeremy, welcome. Thank you for being with us. And I'll ask a question right away about the hotel, which I know is a question you're going to be able to answer. And then we'll keep talking. Okay?
Great. Adrian, can I ask one question?
Sure, many.
You sent some questions through to Sharon McCoy. And
right.
The last question you sent through on there, the challenges of accessible hoteling, what does that mean?
Well, that means we have an older, mature traveling audience, and some of them can't get up the steps, and some of them can't
Great.
Maneuver.
Okay.
And you have created.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure there's no language difference. That's what I thought you meant. I just wanted to make sure
right.
that that's where I was going.
Okay, but first we're going to basically talk about what it means to be in Mayfair in a hotel. What it means to I'm fascinated by the fact that you have no registration desk. Where that came from?
Uh-huh.
I'm fascinated by the beautiful family accommodations you have. And
mm-hmm.
actually, on the accessibility, we can talk about the fact that you really retooled a whole space. It's not just the
yeah.
accessibility, it's that the other parts of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have chance, we'll talk about the spa, which I didn't see because we're still under construction. Okay?
Okay.
Right,
and you've got a chance
already.
To see the accessible
yeah.
lift, which was different to what we had before.
Wait, hold one second. What are you saying? Do it. I'm just going to tease a third segment, and we'll do it another time. Oh, great. Okay, very, very good. Yes, I'm sorry now, Jeremy. What were you saying? You were asking me about accessibility.
I was just wondering if you had a chance to look at the steps that you come down in the front, if you saw how they retract and become the accessible lift.
I
think it's quite cool,
did.
Right?
That's why it was on the list.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I sure did. Okay, so we're ready. Denial, but this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth, and we're never in denial about our aging. We're always loud, proud, facing it, engaging, and loving life. And I have a little bit of counter programming for you, just a little bit today. You know, it is the Sunday before Election Day, and I wanted to take you on a beautiful trip because we're also stressed out from the U.S. elections, and I think it's time to go to Britain. They had their stress already when it came to Brexit. They're calm now. And we are going in our first part of our show to speak with Jeremy Hopkins, who's the general manager of the beautiful Athenaeum Hotel in Mayfair, London. And then later on, a little bit later on, with Chris Galvin. He is the chef patron of Galvin Restaurants. Fantastic restaurant, happens to be also in the hotel. You can access a terrific menu right in the hotel. But then in the second part of our show, we will be talking about how the election might impact the older American. There's no question that it will with regard to Social Security, with regard to taxation, and with regard to income, particularly our income, our dividend income and so on. What might be the impact of that? And we'll talk about a couple of scientific breakthroughs that will float your boat when it comes to Alzheimer's disease and other things that we do face, we do know about, we want to know about, and even one incredible DNA breakthrough that could help our brain never to age, just give us a tune-up. So all these things and more on the show today. But without further ado, I just want you to have a little bit of pleasure, because I know you're wondering what's going to happen to the U.S. Forget about it for a minute. Let's go to Britain with Jeremy Hopkins, as I said, general manager of the beautiful Athenaeum Hotel in Mayfair. Thank you for being with us, Jeremy, and take our mind off things. Let's get started right away with what Mayfair means to you and to a tourist, and what it means to have a hotel right in the middle of that area for people who are not familiar with Mayfair. They really ought to know how beautiful it is and really how peaceful it can be and what a great tourist attraction the whole community is. But tell us a little bit about Mayfair and then about the hotel, the Athenaeum.
Well, thank you very much for asking me to join you today on today's program. I'm privileged to be talking to yourselves and to all your listeners. Being in Mayfair is an absolute delight, you know, being right in the center of London, surrounded by the royal parks. From our 11th floor, you can see Buckingham Palace, so almost into the Queen's back garden, which is just absolutely fantastic. A few minutes walk on from there is Houses of Parliament and Big Ben. Again, as you walk through St. James's Park, you end up there, and it's just an absolute delight. For those that like shopping, we can give some insights into the Burlington Arcade, as well as Shepherd's Market, which is just around the corner for us. Great for a pub lunch with a pint of beer. And obviously, we're just a stone's throw from Oxford Street as well, so some great shopping around us. Harrods, no more than a five-minute cab ride as well. So just a great location to be in to see the delights of London.
Yes, and everybody who doesn't know, I know everybody loves the taxis of London, but it's nice to walk. And if you're in Mayfair, you can basically walk to most of the things that you would like to see. It is a pleasure. Now, I had been to the Athenaeum Hotel years ago, and I've been there recently. There's been a complete change. In the past, it was a little bit of a funky hotel, very high quality, but every room was, you know, decorated a little differently, and it had a certain kind of charm. Now it's as slick, modern, trendy as it gets, and it really is luxurious. It's a new definition of luxurious. So when it comes to one of the most iconic things about a hotel, which is the registration desk, you don't have one. And you don't have one for a philosophical reason. How come there's no registration desk? Explain the philosophy behind that, Jeremy.
Personally, I hate queuing. I think it's the worst thing in the world to have to do. So, and why on earth should a guest have to queue to see somebody in a hotel? So we invite our guests to come and sit down in the lounge, and we'll go up with an iPad, and we'll check you in on the iPad. Or alternatively, we can meet you at the taxi door, come through into the hotel and straight up in the lift, and we can be checking you up on the way in. Why on earth would anybody wait for a receptionist to check you in and queue behind somebody else? And likewise, our concierge, they both have Claydor, the golden keys. They will come and sit with you wherever you are, in the lounge, in the bar, even at your breakfast table, and give you information off a very big iPad. So again, you can see all that information that they can get on the desk, but why should you as a guest wait for a member of staff? Shouldn't happen.
Now, although the Athenaeum in Mayfair is a hotel, it gives the impression of you're having your own flat in London. Even if you're in the main part of the hotel, there are lounges, there are places that seem very private to each person. And as you say, because there's no reception desk, people are sitting with you privately. You really don't know if you walk in, if somebody talking to somebody is the concierge or checking them in, or their best friend or family member. But you also have an attached, I think I would call them brownstones. As a U.S. person, I'd call them brownstones. Real homes that you've converted into hotel rooms and whole suites. What was the thinking behind that, and how is it being used right now? Is it being used by families or corporate, or, you know, how's that worked out?
It's a great use of the space. We have 18 one-bedroom apartments that do interconnect into the apartment next to them, so they can become two room apartments. And the way that they work is you have your own front door in Mayfair. And I agree with you, brownstone is a really good way to describe them. But they are Victorian townhouses that we converted. So each room has its own kitchen with washer, tumble dryer, large fridge, cooker, etc. A very big living area. And in there, in some of them, we have day beds that fold up to become bunk beds. So fantastic if you've got children or grandchildren under the age of 12, because children nowadays don't know what bunk beds are. And then obviously a very large bedroom with California King beds in there, and all our bathrooms throughout the property are marble. So lots of space. They're around about 690 square feet, to give you an idea of the size. But because they are Victorian, very high ceilings, so you get that light coming through the full floor-to-ceiling windows. It just makes it feel so much bigger.
You know, it's interesting. At the White House Conference on Aging, one of the very few commercial issues was what's called the sharing economy. And what's happening in the U.S. and all over the world is people are sharing flats and this sort of thing because they seem to like it. But there's a huge amount of the mature population that really wants to be taken care of. They really don't want to be staying in somebody else's home. But they want it to feel like a home. And you seem to have really bridged that gap between what is a hotel, a full-service five-star hotel with all the trappings, and yet feeling like you are living in Mayfair. It's really it was a brilliant concept, and you were able to repurpose a lot of the adjoining space to do that. Now, in this hotel is also a spa, and I admit that it was under construction when I was there. So tell us a little bit about your concept of the hotel spa and how you're using it.
We have two fantastic treatment rooms, and our entire team has been through retraining, so we're now a Wren spa, R-E-N. For Wren, not the bird, as we have over here.
Right.
But we also have two cedarwood hot tubs and a fantastic sauna and steam room as well. So you get that holy trinity of the sort of the wet area, as we call it, the relaxation space. So it's just a lovely place to go and sit. Without having a treatment, you can go and sit in there and have a lovely sauna. And that's open to our residents from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. And then we also have a gym, which is open 24 hours a day with running machines and cycling machines, free weights, etc. in there. So a good offering down in the spa area for those that want to go and work out or those that just want to go and relax.
Interesting. You said residents. Is that the way you call it? Generally, a hotel says guests, but this would be a perfect word for the people who are actually staying, even for a day or two there. It feels like it's their residence. And so that's what the whole concept is about, and I think that the luxury hotel industry is probably going to be going in that direction. We're going to talk about food, and we're going to talk about food and food service in our next segment after the break. But before we end this, you know, we are here. We're Generation Bold. We are the mature traveler. Tell us a little bit about those magic steps and accessibility that's built into the Athenaeum Hotel.
I would disappearing steps, as I call them. What we found is that more and more people that come in have accessibility issues, and we wanted to do something that was very different. So as you go in through any other hotel, there are four steps down into the reception area, but half of the steps actually retract. So a lift comes out of the floor, comes up, and if you're in a wheelchair or just, you know, want to not walk down the steps, you go onto a platform, and that takes you down to the reception level. It's only four steps. It's not far. And then the steps come back out afterwards. So really, from a taxi that can pull up outside for a wheelchair, you know, that can come straight in, into the lobby, down those few steps which are on a lift, and then straight into the main elevators and up into your bedroom.
Well, it's like magic. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a different kind of magic, and that's culinary magic. We're going to be speaking with Chris Galvin, Galvin Restaurant, which you will find right in the Athenaeum Hotel. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to whet your appetite.
Happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Okay, so that's terrific, right? I think we got our points in. Now... Yeah, very, very good. And now this is a commercial, so nobody can hear us. Oh, you can see how it goes. We're going to do the music again, and we'll go over to Chris. And I'll bring you in again, Jeremy, at the end for some roundup statements. But what I would like to do, right before I introduce Chris, I'd like to stay with you, Jeremy, just to have everybody know how to find the website or any other information, any other contact information you want to give them about the hotel. Okay?
Okay.
We're good? We're good to go? Chris, I have one question. How many Galvin restaurants, I know it's in the hotel, where else are they?
We have a small bistro inside Harrods in Knightsbridge. We have a beautiful bistro, which was the original restaurant, original Galvin Bistro, which is in Baker Street. We have a 120-year-old Michelin star restaurant in Spitalfields, Old Spitalfields in the east of London.
Yes.
We have two restaurants in... Okay, sorry, Adrienne.
No, I'm saying I will announce those because I want to concentrate on the one in the hotel. But I will mention the Harrods one. I will mention Spitalfields. And if you added them all up, how many would there be?
I think it's 12. 12 restaurants.
12. Oh, wow. Okay, wonderful. And you can hear where it's going to go. It's going to go with what's trendy, you know, how you decided what would be appropriate for a hotel of this type. Is that any other particular question you'd like to ask?
No, I think that's right. We had this funny dichotomy. We're from the east of London, and we grew up with French cuisine. Because predominantly it was French cuisine, and but with the Athenaeum, it's British, so a few people are surprised we're cooking British food. But that's really because there's so many farms have got much better in the UK, and ingredients have got better. So it's quite a challenge and quite exciting for us to do that. So it's a first for us.
Very good. So I'll be able to go in that direction. All right, Stuart, we're ready. Yes.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit
I'm inappropriate
for my age.
Yes. He's rebooting the music. It had a muted sound. So
okay.
We'll be right with you.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Well, it's almost E-Day, and this is Adrienne Berg, your host of Generation Bold, and I can't help but devoting some of our show to the issues of aging and the election coming up in a couple of days. But there's also some health-breaking news dealing with Alzheimer's, dealing with retooling the older brain, and dealing with what might be a cure for aging. Yeah, I know, as you know from this show, aging may be named as a disease by the FDA, and if so, there'll be drugs available in the United States that are anti-aging drugs that are only available right now if you have diabetes and other ailments, one being metformin. So we're going to be talking about all that in the second part of our show. But for the first part of our show, I really had to cheer you up. I really had to make you happy because you've got a lot of decisions on your mind right now. And so we've had Jeremy Hopkins, general manager of the Athenaeum Hotel, beautiful hotel, trendy, accessible, ready for the mature traveler, right in the heart of gorgeous Mayfair in London. And before we leave Jeremy and go on to Chris Galvin, who's going to talk about food, so start salivating now, I do want to ask Jeremy how you can find and access the website for the hotel, because I know you're going to want to go at this time when, frankly, the British pound is very favorable for us here in the U.S. So before that's too late, get on the plane. Jeremy, how do we find the information we would like about the hotel?
The best way to find us is athenaeumhotel.com. I'll just spell that for you because it's not the easiest name to pronounce. It's A-T-H-E-N-A-E-U-M, hotel.com. And I agree with you, the pound has never been this weak since 1984.
I was there in 1980, and I bought a cartload of furniture. And I still have it today, and the pound was almost at par, and it's never been like that in all these decades. One more time, athenaeum.com, but spell it for us.
It's A-T-H-E-N-A-E-U-M, hotel.com.
So stay with us, Jeremy, because we're going to round this up with you at the end of the segment. But Chris Galvin. Now, Chris Galvin is Chef Patron of Galvin Restaurants. He has put a beautiful restaurant right in the Athenaeum Hotel. But you may know it if you're travelers, and many of my listeners are, because he's got a bistro in Harrods. Spitalfields, the new East End, oh, what a place now. I was there also recently. He's got a hotel there. There's a dozen or more. He can't remember how many hotels he has, how many restaurants he has. But he says that he's known for French service, and this was a little different with the Athenaeum. So tell us about that, Chris.
Hello, Adrienne. First of all, thank you and your listeners for inviting me onto your show. It was a meeting of families, really. It's a family-run hotel, the Athenaeum. And my brother and I, we very family-orientated. We have my eldest son in the restaurants with us, my daughter and my youngest son. So it's all about families. And we're very interested, being invited to look at the restaurant after the refurbishment and look at cooking British food. And as you were saying, you know, my father drove us when we were sort of 10 years old around France, and we're terrible Francophiles. We looked at all the beautiful produce, and that's what we've been cooking for nearly 40 years. But the British, you know, fishermen, we've always had great fish, great game, and the farms, foraging and cheeses in the British Isles are the best they've ever been. And so all of our cuisine is ingredient-led, market-inspired. And so it was a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun creating dishes just for the Athenaeum.
And I think that there's a feast for the eyes here, too. I would never have been able to explain this on the radio if I hadn't seen it myself. When you go into the Athenaeum, it's a very sleek, very trendy, and beautiful place. It just gives you a feeling of security. And when you go into the family, these large 600 square-foot family rooms, which feel like residences, they're beautiful homes. But when you go into the restaurant, you're like in the countryside. It's a very urban hotel with a farm-to-table type of restaurant feeling. And it's almost like you've taken a trip just from going to the reception area into this restaurant. So that's a concept. That's an interesting decision you made. Again, very trendy, but interesting. It really looks almost like a farmer's market. How did you make that decision, and how is it working with this family atmosphere?
Well, we've always, since we grew up, and our grandmother was a great cook, and she had what we call a war garden. It was, you know, just during the 1940s, a lot of grands and our families had to grow produce in their garden. So we're always amazed by gooseberries, rhubarbs, pears, apples, potatoes she was growing. And then she used to take us to the markets. So we're mad on visiting markets wherever we go, and especially in the regions. And so we like to have those ingredients on show, and also the skills of a patisserie chef. You know, we have a nice counter where we put our patisserie out. And so we believe that eye is the first organ of taste, Adrienne. So,
yes.
You know, you need to start to look and decide about what you eat before you even see a menu. So that's a big part of it. And also this end of London has really changed. Piccadilly by Hyde Park Corner is a great place just to rendezvous and meet. And so, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's breakfast, 11s is lunch, afternoon tea, or dinner. We wanted it to be special when people arrived.
It's very beautiful, and you can sit outside too, as well as inside, and watch the world go by. But before we leave you, we're speaking with Chris Galvin, Galvin Restaurants, Chef Patron, and one of the brains behind the Galvin Restaurant in the Athenaeum Hotel. Before we leave you, if you would pick one dish that's your favorite dish on the menu, what would you tell? What would you tell people?
Oh, gosh. Never ask a chef back. It's difficult. One recipe from Queen Victoria we researched is over 100 years old, and that's a Jubilee lamb curry. And we've probably spent 6 months going back to our old home on the Isle of Wight. And we actually got the recipes from the old chef's kitchen there. It's over 100 years old. So right now, as we're coming into winter, I like that, or the venison from the northeast. And so... yeah, difficult one. I'd never be able to pick it. I like them all.
Jeremy, I'm going to finish with you, Jeremy Hopkins, General Manager of the Athenaeum. When is the cookbook coming out? The Athenaeum Galvin Cookbook. That's what we're looking for. I can't wait for that one. But again, before we leave you, what is the best way to find out more about the hotel?
Just look for us on the website, which is athenaeumhotel.com.
Right. And... you know, you can book this on your own. You can go and speak to your travel agents. But I think you're going to really enjoy this. This is a very special experience. You know, we talk about travel a lot. We rarely talk about individual hotels. And once in a blue moon, we have something that's different. And this is certainly different because if you are a traveler, you're probably going to London on your own.
You
want to know where to stay. We'll be back. It's about E-Day. Don't go anywhere. It's your pocketbook and your health. We'll be right back.
For my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay. That worked out beautifully. The sound came out very good. I think we covered what we needed to. Do you agree?
I think
yeah,
so. Chris, are you okay with everything?
Yeah.
All very good,
okay.
Jeremy.
Wonderful. So
great.
You
well, thank you so
that.
Much for that.
Great. So Sharon is going to get an email from the producer saying it's not this weekend. It's next weekend that it's going to be on. She will know where it is, and if people want to listen live, they can actually listen in England on the app for BizTalk, which we'll send to her. Okay. But then, for the following week, it's archived on our, always on our website, and you will be on the home page at that point. So if there's anything you want to send, for example, a recipe, if you want to send any photos, you can tell Sharon to do that, and I'll invite her to do that too, and that will be archived on our blog and on the website, okay?
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
We might send you across the one for the curry that the Chris referenced. I think that would be quite a good recipe to put on there because it gives you some context as well.
I think it's wonderful. It's really a beautiful place. I really did enjoy being there myself. Okay?
Thank you very
much. Thank you very much, Adrian.
Very good. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.